It's time for a blessing. From the My Gospel Station studio here in Loras, South Carolina, it's time to present No Sugar Added, featuring the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. And now, here's today's message.
We just want to praise God for being able to be up here today. And like I say, we had our event yesterday, and we didn't have the turnout we wanted, but we had, you know, some there, and had the heavenly host there, and we had a good time in the Lord, and you know, and it was a blessing, and we just thank God for that, and we're going to do it again sometime. I'm not sure when, but we'll be setting another one up sometime, but just want to praise God for all that, you know, transpired yesterday. And the saddest thing to me about yesterday, you know, like I said, we had a turnout, and we never had one guy there that was lost. He was lost, and you know, like I said, we had a turnout there, you know, and at the end there, when I was talking to the lost man, he said, "Ain't that something?" He said, "I'm lost, and I'm here, and a lot of the church people ain't." You know, and what that man was showed yesterday was just how a Christian is, and he was lost, and that was the saddest thing about yesterday. You know, but, you know, we just praise God, and we pray for him, and, you know, he definitely made a good point there, but, and I want to call out this morning. I was talking to Miss Pat, her husband Dave. I didn't know, but he's had some kind of surgery. They've been having to go to Charleston and back, and all different kinds of things. I don't even know their last name, but his name's Dave. Let's just keep him in prayer. I don't know exactly what's going on with him, but let's just keep him in prayer. She's got to take him back. I think she said on the 11th, but let's just keep him in prayer, and Miss Pat and the family, and you know, we're going to put the prayer list out there, you know, everybody on it. And, like I say, just pray for the ministry, the radio station. And, you know, just, we just all need prayer, people, I'm telling you. Whoo, it's getting rough out there. But today I'm going to be here in Revelation chapter 20. It's probably not going to be that long today. I'm going to be speaking on the white throne of judgment. I'm going to open us in prayer, and we're going to go there. Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for the opportunity to be here today, Lord, to serve you, Lord, to do your will, Lord. And, Lord, there's many out there today that's lost, Lord, and we just pray for them, Lord. That, you know, Lord, I really believe that the time is at hand, that your coming is near. And, Lord, I surely don't want to see none perish in hell, Lord. But, Lord, I just pray that conviction fall on people, Lord, that they be seeking you out, Lord, before it's eternally too late, Lord. The game playing and the running from you, Lord, stop. People just do not realize, Lord, just how close the time is at hand, Lord. And Lord, I just pray for everybody, Lord. I just pray for everybody, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And today I'm going to be in Revelation chapter 20, and we're going to start in verse 11. And I entitled this one, The Last Stand, you know, but this is after 1,000 years, and you know, and all that, when you know, Satan's being re-released and all that. And but it's a point in time coming for all, you know, especially the dead in Christ. You know, there's a lot of you out there today that's lost, and you don't know the Lord. And judging by the way the world was going, you know, a lot of you don't care. You know, I guess you could say we take life for granted. You know, we know of things, but we don't worry about them. You know, kind of like when you was young. You know, when we was young, I didn't worry about dying. No, dying was the farthest thing from my mind. You know, I was enjoying life. But as you get older and you get more years behind you than you got ahead of you, you kind of see things a little different. But to the ones that's lost out there, this is something that you're going to experience. It's coming, and like I say, it'll be the last stand. And it says in verse 11, he says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them." And so here it's telling you there that the one that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was no place found for them. And that just tells you, you know, that when you see the Father, that there's going to be no place to hide. And men are going, we're going to try to run and hide and do all this here, but there will be no place for you, no place for you to hide. And it says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in these books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, this is a powerful few verses. You know, and, there are many going through the world today that are rejecting Christ. You know, we're not concerned about the Lord. I mean, there's people like that. And all I can tell you today is if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, this is as good as your life gets. I mean, if the rapture happens and the end happens, and your life's not going to get no better. If you're lost, this is as good as your life will get. You know, and like I say, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ today, you need to be seeking him out, because this is an event that's going to take place. This is an event that's going to happen. You know, there's not going to be no escape for it, because it tells you there when they saw the one that sat on the throne. You know, people were basically running, trying to hide, but there's not going to be nowhere to hide. There's not going to be nowhere to run. For this will be the last stand. This will be the end. This is where you will be cast into the lake of fire. And he says, and I saw the dead, the small, the great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. The book of life. You know, and that's what you hear all through the Bible, through the gospel. You know, your name's got to be written in the Lamb's book of life. And if it's not, hell will be your home. Eternity in hell. Well, the lake of fire, as we go on here, or something I'm going to point out. Some of you may know it, but it's the way I see it. And he said, they were judged out of the things which were written in the books according to their works. And I take that as according to your works is what you've done in your life. If you accepted Christ, how you treated people, you know, just basically what we've done in our lives. You know, every word we spoke, every word we spoke, I mean, the way we treated people, the way we helped people, did not help people, you know, God's going to look at all this. And that's a serious thing to think about today, people. Our neighbors, you know, the Lord tells us to love our neighbors, you know. But sometimes we find that hard to do. Sometimes we find that difficult to do. You know, but there's an emotional love, and there's the love like Christ has got for us. He loves us all. He loves us all. He went to the cross and he died for each and every one of us. And that's what's called an agape love. I mean, it's a love that's no comparison to emotional love. Like when we get in a relationship, you know, a physical, you know, a relationship, that's, to me, that's an emotional love. You know, and if you don't believe that's emotional love, you watch some of these people that's married now, boy, you see a lot of emotions flying around in there, so that's an emotional love. But an agape love, that's to love unconditionally. You know, Jesus, the Father loved us so much that he sent his Son to die on the cross for us. You know, and that's agape love. And like I say, we was discussing that yesterday. How many of us out there would die for someone else? You know, how many of you out there would take your child and send it off to die for someone else? And I believe I can honestly say that none of us would. We wouldn't do that. You know, because we are programmed, or basically we run off emotional love. And the Lord has agape love. And the agape love is an entirely different love to to show. Just like I can sit here today and I can tell you I love each and every one of you out there, and I do, and I don't want to see you perish in hell. Now, do I get along with everybody out there? No, I probably not. But just because I don't get along with somebody don't mean that I want them to burn in hell. You know, I want them to accept Christ. I want them to, be in heaven. I don't want no man to perish and go to hell. And this is something I especially try to explain to my boys is this emotional love. Your emotions. Our emotions will take us to a bad place. Can get us in a lot of trouble fast, quick, and in a hurry. And that's what I'm talking about, emotional love. And you got another emotion, anger. And I believe anger is one of the devil's number one tools. You know, the word tells you about don't let the devil get a foothold through anger. You know, and I take that back to where Jesus was out on the Mount of Olives. You know, and he was praying to the Father, you know, if this cup can pass by me, if there be any way that this cup can pass by me. But then he says, not my will, Father, but yours. The Father's will be done. And this just, this is where Jesus is praying and he's sweating blood. You know, and that makes a powerful statement to me about emotions. Because he was in the flesh, you know, and he was terrified. He was terrified. Now, I know a lot of you look at this as, he was the Son of God. He's God. He's the Son of God. You know, he's not worthy. Yes, he was. He was in the flesh just like us. But yet, when he was on the Mount of Olives and he looked down into that city of Jerusalem, he already knew exactly what was going to happen to him. Now, you just imagine it. The emotional stress from that. And from what I've understood talking to guys that's in the medical field and stuff, that's just how this sweat and blood occurs. It's a very overload of stress, and I can't remember the medical term for it, but it can happen. It's a lot of stress. So that shows you the flesh part of him, that he come and he walked in the flesh. But yet, he's still done the Father's will. And I get a lesson out of that about controlling our emotions, and it's like I try to express to my boys and I try to express to other people, you know, the emotion of anger. You know, we need to, that's an emotion we really need to work on, you know, and not, it's, you know, the Lord tells you, you know, you can be angry, but sin not. Just as Jesus did when he went into the temple, you know, he was angered, but he sinned not. And that's what he tells us. And like I said about the emotional love, it's a lot of difference than the agape love here. And that's something that each of us need to work on in our lives, and I believe you'll see the world be a better place. And it said, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. I want to go over that one more time. It says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. In this part here, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And a lot of people ask me about that. You know, about when you die, and the word says, ask from the body present for the Lord. You know, and everybody tells you that when you die, you're going to go to hell and you're going to spend an eternity in hell. But when I run across this scripture a good while back, it gave me a little different outlook on what happens. I believe that like hell is like a storage place to me. You know, if we die now, if we pass now and we die wicked, we're wicked eternally. If we die righteous, we're righteous eternally. Kind of goes back to like what the Old Testament talked about Hades and paradise, a storage place. And how do I get that? He says here in verse 14, he says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And that's where I derived that from about hell being like a storage place for people now. Because here he tells us, 14, that death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire, this is where we will spend eternity burning, you know. And we all the time tell people that, you know, that you're going to spend eternity in hell, but we're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. And just the way it's written there in verse 14, it says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. So to me, that's like a storage place. Hell is a storage place. If we die now, and we died wickedly, then we go to hell. If we die righteous, we go to, let's just say, paradise. It's just kind of where it leads me to think how that works. But just because he says he's going to cast death and hell into the lake of fire. So on the final day of judgment for the wicked, that he's going to cast death and hell into the lake of fire. And this, you know, and we can preach this all day long and tell people about this all day long. So many walk around. And I actually believe it's just something that, you know, we take life for granted. We're not concerned about this. And a lot of people's got it in their mind that when they, you know, I'm not worried about it, I'll be dead. No. It's easy to say that, you know. I'm not going to worry about it because I'll be dead when all this happens. No. You're not, the flesh will be dead, but you ain't going to be dead. You will experience this if you don't know Christ as your Savior. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, this is a time that's coming for you. And it's coming. It's coming. People can, you can believe it or not, but this event will happen. It will happen. And if you died wicked, if you die without the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will spend an eternity in the lake of fire, where you will burn for an eternity. And every sickness, everything that you've had here, feelings, depression, sickness, diseases, it will all go with you. It is a place of torment. But yet, so many don't believe this. They don't believe that this is going to happen to them. But it will. If you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, this will happen to you. You will stand at the white throne of judgment. You will stand before Him who everybody fled. Would flee. And this time is coming. This time is, to me, is close at hand. I believe that the rapture is not too far off. And I really believe that the Lord is fixing to come. But like I say, we take life for granted. You know, we're just worried about living life and having a good time. And you know, as being in the ministry and stuff and just looking out, you know, people are really not concerned about the end of time. You have so many different things in the Bible, people, about rapture, pre-rapture, mid-rapture, post-rapture. Everybody worries about that. And the reason they do, I think, is to find out what they got to go through. But to me, none of that matters. The Lord is coming. Don't matter when. And He tells us in His Word that for His name's sake, that we will be persecuted. You will be persecuted your whole life for His name's sake. He tells you. You know, men will hate you, but remember, first of all, they hated me first. And we was discussing this yesterday about, you know, a lot of you out there, and you get around and you talk about the Lord and everything, you can clear a crowd out if you're talking about Christ. And it's just sad. It's sad. But everybody's saved. Everybody's going to heaven. And it's because of the way things are told, I guess, or allowed. You know, people's got it in their mind. They go to the altar, say this prayer, they get up, they're saved, they're going to spend an eternity in heaven. No, if you go to an altar, there's got to be an intent in your heart to serve God. If you, like I say, I know a lot of people's gone to the altar and they didn't get what I got, but when you get up from there, it's about the intent of your heart when you leave there. Is it to serve God, or is it to go back to the lifestyle you had and serve the world, which is Satan? And there's a lot of that going on. You know, the Word of God tells you that many will be deceived, and he also tells you that in that day many will say, Lord, Lord, I have prophesied in your name. I have cast out demons in your name. I have done many wonderful works in your name. And he said, then I will reply, depart from me. I never knew you. Can you imagine spending your time here on earth? And then when you stand before the Lord, he says, depart from me. I never knew you. But your whole life you proclaim to be a Christian. Your whole life you proclaim to serve God. But when you stand before him and he says, depart from me, I never knew you. And that's then you're going to come up on that white throne of judgment. I just called it the last stand. You know, this is going to be it. This is where you will be cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire. And you will burn for an eternity. Because you did not accept the only begotten Son. And the Word of God tells you there's not but one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. If you have not accepted the Son as your Lord and Savior, the white throne of judgment will be a reality to you. You will stand there. And you will be judged. And you will be cast into the lake of fire. You know, in our society and everything today, lawyers can get us out of this. You can pay your way out of this. You can know somebody high up and get out of this. But let me tell you something. When you stand at the white throne of judgment, he is the highest. He is the highest. No money, no lawyer, no friendship, no buddy system, no family member, no one can save you. Or you've made your choice. You made your choice to end up at the white throne of judgment. You rejected the only begotten Son. And now you stand in judgment, fixing to be cast into the lake of fire. And there's not but one way today to prevent this. And that is to be seeking the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior. That's the only way that you can prevent standing before the white throne of judgment in your life. It's the only way. The only way. And the Lord loved you so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die for you. To die for you. He shed his precious blood upon the ground. And he gave you free will by your choice. He left it up to you. He loves you that much. He will not force you to accept him. He will not force you to worship him. He will not force you to serve him. He gave you free will. He loves you that much to let you make the choice. An eternity in heaven with him or eternity in hell. And that choice is yours. He gave you free will. You know, and I pray today that you choose wisely. That you choose wisely. Like I say, if you're out there today and you're lost, or if you're out there today and you proclaim to be saved, I made a statement in church a while back, you know, like I say, I believe that the rapture's fixing to happen. I believe that the Lord's fixing to come. You know, the Word of God tells us there will come a time. There will come a time, and we see this go on overseas a lot, where people are killed over Jesus Christ. You know, to renounce their faith, renounce their faith about Jesus, that they don't believe in Jesus. If they don't, they're killed. And people, we're coming up on that time. That time is going to come here, too. We might see it going on overseas, but it'll come here, too. And we got so many saying, hey, I won't renounce Christ. I will not renounce my Savior. You know, at this point in time in your life, you will call on the Lord, that you will say that you're going to serve God. Why don't you take a good look, you know, death. A lot of people are scared of death. Nobody wants to die. But if the Lord tears each and every one of us will, let's take COVID-19. I'm not putting COVID-19 down. I think it's very serious. But the thought of death by COVID-19, a lot of people run. They're running. you know, all kind of things, you know, about that mess. And I, like I say, I'm not putting it down. It's very serious. I believe it. COVID-19 mixed with some other stuff that's naturally wrong with you, it can take you out. But if you're a born-again child of God, you're going to glory. So, and you take that and you come down to the time where they're going to persecute you because of Christ. Ask you to renounce him. And you tell me you're going to sit there and not run. And like I say, and I use this all the time in the ministry. Look in the mirror and ask yourself where you stand with Christ. That's the biggest thing you need to understand right now, and the biggest thing you need to know right now is where you stand with Christ. If you've said to him and you're toting your cross, good, good. But if you have not accepted him, you see wrong in your life, you need to be seeking him out today. You need to be seeking him out today. And I'm going to get off here, and y'all just have a blessed day. We're not having church today. You know, we had a case of the COVID, and we just taking some time off to let all that mess clear up. And y'all keep the church in prayer. That's Lake Swamp Baptist Church, keeping in prayer. And the ones that have contracted it, and that just pray that no one else contracts it. And just know that Jesus loves you. And I'm going to close in prayer and get off here, and y'all have a blessed day. Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for the opportunity to speak today, Lord. And Lord, I hope the word is spoken will touch somebody, Lord. And with a renewing to their mind, Lord, and understanding, Lord, of the times and events that are ahead of us, Lord. And Lord, I just pray there won't be one lost out there today, Lord. He'll be seeking you out, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to No Sugar Added, a ministry program with your host, the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. No Sugar Added is a part of Legacy Radio, heard here on MyGospelStation.com.